Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is visiting the Pilgrim Nuclear Plant in Plymouth this morning. It's part of Allison McFarland's tour of the region's nuclear facilities this week. She surveyed the Seabrook plant in New Hampshire yesterday. Both Pilgrim and Seabrook have come under the scrutiny of the NRC as of late. So Chairman McFarland joins us now to talk about that and more. Good morning, Chairman, and thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So tell us why you're here now. What prompted your trips to the Seabrook and the Pilgrim plants this week?
Well, I haven't been out to visit either plant yet, and so these are part of my routine visits. I come out, I talk with our resident inspectors, and I also meet the plant management and meet some local officials and interest groups.
Let's talk about Seabrook. The relicensing application for the Seabrook plant has been on hold after the discovery in 2010 of a type of degradation in the plant's concrete. What's the status of the plant's relicensing application now?
It's essentially still on hold. The plant is putting a lot of resources behind trying to understand the issue with the degradation in the concrete, and we're closely observing what they're finding, and we'll be very vigilant to ensure that they can operate safely.
I think that kind of leads up to the big question here to Seabrook residents and also to ratepayers, electricity buyers around the region, and that is, do you foresee the Seabrook plant's approval for the extension of its license, giving it the ability to operate until 2050?
You know, at this point in time, I can't say. Like I said, it's still on hold, so we're in a wait-and-see mode.
All right, Pilgrim plant experienced 4 shutdowns this year, and just this week was placed on the list of underperforming reactors. What's that mean?
That means that the plant is going to get some more oversight from us. We want to understand why they've had so many shutdowns this past year, and we're going to be doing more inspections there and ensuring that they continue to operate safely.
Are you concerned about safety there?
As part of our oversight process, we notice any changes in the performance of the plant, and this is something that gives us a little bit of concern, and so we are going to devote more resources to overseeing what's going on there.
Yet the Nuclear Regulatory Commission recently approved a license renewal for the Pilgrim plant in Plymouth. So how does that square up? Explain that for us.
You know, plants go through different phases. Sometimes they have problems with shutdowns. They can be due to a variety of different issues, and our job is to make sure that the plant is always operating safely wherever they are in their license, and so we'll be doing that.
So are you saying that, generally speaking, the NRC is confident enough in Pilgrim that it felt it could relicense the plant, even though you have these lingering concerns about why it's been shutting down so frequently?
Well, these shutdowns are new since the plant was given its license renewal.
So does that mean when you look at the shutdowns, if you find a serious problem, the license renewal could be called into re-question?
No, they've already been granted their license renewal.
Here in Boston, we're virtually sandwiched between these two plants to the north and south. What's the overall status of nuclear energy, would you say, in our region?
You know, the plants that are there in New England operate safely. You've also got some in Connecticut and one in Vermont that'll be announced that it's going to be shutting down in 2014. So there have been quite a few plants in the area. Some still operate, some no longer operate. Our job is to ensure that the plants that do operate safely.
And you're going to keep a close eye on it, I take it, is what all of this means.
Absolutely.
Allison McFarland, Chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, thanks for speaking with us this morning.
No problem.